It's easy to say God is good when everything is going well, when things are good. Take, for instance, a man in the Bible whose name was Job. Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and stayed away from evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His wealth also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-donkeys and a great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one on his birthday, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with him. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This Job did continually. You see, Job was a godly man, and things were going well for him. He felt blessed. He loved his family. He was a very wealthy man, the greatest of all men of the East. Well, it's easy for a man like that, who is godly, to say God is good. He knows God is good in his head, and he feels it in his heart because things are going well. But what if things go bad? Can we still say God is good? Can we say God is good when a terminal illness comes to us or to our family? Can we say God is good when we lose our job? Can we say God is good when we have great loss in our life? Well, God is good all the time, no matter where things are going well or whether things are going poorly, because we have a covenant with God. It's just like the covenant we make when we get married, for richer or poorer, for better or for worse, in sickness and health, till death do us part. You see, that kind of commitment, that kind of covenant, is a kind of covenant we have with God. And God's promise is to us that if we will have faith in Jesus Christ, that if we will trust in Him for our salvation, trust in Him when it seems like it makes no sense to trust in Him, that we will have eternal life and God will save us eternally in heaven. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the hope that you give us. Sometimes that hope is tested by the bad things that happen in our life, but we will always say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless the Lord." In Jesus' name, amen.